Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are excited to be here today, and I think we should open up the show with a great big congratulations. I think we need to open up and congratulate Donald Trump and Truth Social for what appears to be a multi-billion dollar success. I mean, who'd have thunk it? A social media company that was based on truth and transparency and uncensored access would do well. Who'd have thought that, right? Now, I'll grant you, Truth Social runs into some occasional issues here and there, and there's been some ups and downs. But I love this initial stock offering. I love seeing it boom. I love that we officially have DJT on the NASDAQ. That's hilarious to me. And I love that the Truth Social succeeding. I really do. You know, now listen, make no mistake, I love Twitter. I really do enjoy Twitter as a platform. I think it's a good thing, and I appreciate what Elon Musk is doing. But Elon Musk has a long ways to go to get rid of the censorship on his platform. We have community notes full of paid big pharma shills and other liars. We've got all sorts of problems with that. We have just the suppression of reach, right? Freedom of speech, not freedom of reach. That's an issue, right? And I suffer from that very much. You know, I'll get thousands of interactions and things like that, and very few impressions, because I'm very, very much suppressed on Twitter. Now, I love Twitter, and I'm going to keep using it, and I'm hoping it'll continue to grow, but it's very censored. There's no question about it. Truth Social does seem responsive. A couple weeks ago, I posted some issues about some reach stuff, and they seem to fix it real quickly. And they're based on speaking without censorship. Now, I don't know for sure what's going to happen now that they're a publicly traded company. But what I do know is that to this point, Truth Social has been about uncensored free speech. If they remain true to that, if they don't start trying to get too clever by half, playing with algorithms, playing with this, playing with that, and they just let it grow, I mean, it could be a truly dominant platform. There's things that they need to do, features that they need to build. But I do like Truth Social. Truth Social has been, it's been a platform I've used from the from launch. You know, I had no choice, because when Truth launched, I really couldn't use any other social media outside of maybe Getter to reach people. There was no way to communicate, because all the main platform, that was prior to Elon Musk buying X, now Twitter. And so there was no mechanism to do this. And even if X becomes completely free speech, totally uncensored, where I'm not suppressed, I'm still going to be happy that there's more than one platform, because competition makes everything better. We need competition in this world. And I think if Donald Trump has done one thing that's valuable on this planet, and he's done a lot of valuable things, but probably the most valuable thing, is that he's made Truth Social a viable product and given us a true alternative social media platform. That's wonderful, right? As an added bonus in doing this, he has potentially doubled his net worth, according to this headline on Liberty Daily. And we have seen, just in the first day, over 40% increase in stock values. This is a huge, huge jump. Tuesday, Trump received 79 million shares worth $3 billion, according to The Hill, in this merger between DWAC and Trump's media and technology group. And, this could result in several billions of dollars already. I mean, just today, the report is that the value of Trump's holdings are up by over $1 billion. This could actually allow Trump to combat this lawfare nonsense that they're waging against him and can replenish his coffers. And, you know, everybody thinks that Trump's a billionaire, it doesn't matter. But when you start talking about $150 to $300 million plus fines and bonds and stuff like that, it adds up real quick. I don't care if you are a billionaire. And Donald Trump funds a lot of his own stuff. You know, Trump has been an absolute warrior and hero in a lot of his work. And you know, this could be a really big deal. And I just see this. This is funny to me. Ed Hartman says, maybe he'll stop asking for $5. No, don't count on that, brother. I think he will continue asking for $5 as long as he can ask. You know, hell, I'm asking for $5, but I don't have $1 billion. No one gave me $1 billion. But no, I think he'll keep doing that. I mean, he wants small engagement. He wants individual engagement. Yeah, I mean, Trump has built everything he's built off of the individuals. I mean, Trump's always been rich, right? And yeah, realistically, the simple reality is, and I'll say this, by the way, if Donald Trump has $10 billion in the bank, it's meaningless. It's meaningless, right? The reason for that is that no matter what Trump has, he's still going to be fighting against people whose collective net worth is in the trillions, right? There are trillions of dollars against Donald Trump. It doesn't matter what he's got. It's not going to be enough to outspend or to even come close to competing financially with the people he's attacking and fighting and dealing with. It just can't happen. So you know, at the end of the day, we're going to have to work really hard to make sure that he's funded enough to keep going if we want him to keep going. You know, that said, I think he has some things he could do that would make it a lot easier for him to raise money, you know, like if he'd come out and tell the truth about the vaccines. But I'm really happy for what's happening here. I'm happy for him making this money. I'm happy to see his success here. You know, listen, at the end of the day, Trump has put his entire fortune on the line to fight for what he thinks is right for this country. I don't always agree with everything he's done, and I don't always agree with the way that he does it. But at the end of the day, I got to respect a guy who's willing to put it all on the line for the country. I do. I respect and appreciate what he's done. And it's an amazing thing. And we, you know, we all should be appreciative of that, right? Trump has remained ideologically pure to whatever his ideals are. Again, they don't have to be perfectly in sync with mine for me to appreciate and respect the fact that he was willing to put it all on the line to make America great again, to make our country strong again. And that is what he's done. You know, so we can differ on policy. And it used to be, if you look historically in America, even when it was Democrat versus Republicans, you could disagree on policy without and still have respect for someone, right? Because if you go back to the old days in this country, or older days, there were times in our history where people would support an issue or support a concept or support this or support that, but they actually thought it was to make America better. Now we actually have the Democrats who hate America. They openly hate the country that they govern. And so things have changed, right? We have Democrats and rhinos that literally are against America first. They're against making America great again. They want America to suck, which is mind-blowing to me. But we have that. Trump, you know, he does. He wants to make America great again. He wants it to be great. And he did a great job of it his first term. Literally, the only gripe that I have is his vaccine COVID stuff. And then I just don't think he realized how deep the deep state is. But I think he knows that now. And hopefully he'll take some steps in this next term in 2024, which I pray is happening. So anyways, this whole thing is wonderful. I think that the success of this is really important. And one of the things that we saw in this is Trump's media website, his group website, says that a planned subscription-based streaming service would offer access to non-woke entertainment, news, documentaries, podcasts, and more. I mean, he's got plans. He's really pushing this media, and all these different things. It's not a one-dimensional thing. And I think it's really an important thing, because one of the things that Trump really got burned on was the reality that the mainstream media literally lied about, misled, mischaracterized everything he did. There was no truth. There was no news media. There is no news media, by the way. The mainstream news media is nothing more than a propaganda arm for the left. And so when I see this going on, this is a good thing. You know, the story actually discusses Trump getting reinstated to Twitter and this, that, and other. It references his contract that requires that he's, you know, his original posts go to Truth Social first and those sorts of things. And I think this is all good stuff, right? This is all really good stuff. Again, I like Elon Musk's Twitter more than probably any. I really like the platform, but there's still a lot of censorship on there. And the best way to eliminate that censorship is a truly uncensored platform that provides actual competition, right? I'm a big fan of competition. That's capitalism. So I guess we'll see if Truth Social can get to where it's as effective and functional as X, just from a functionality standpoint, and it can start recruiting more people. I mean, at that point, you know, it's something that would be monumental in terms of you know, what it could do for our country. So again, big fan, big supporter of Truth, and I'm eager to see this happen. What do you think, Andrea? We've always liked Truth, but I mean it's went through a phase there where it's kind of dead. There wasn't a whole lot of, and there's an awful lot of speaking to the choir there.
Yeah, it's a little echo chambery for sure. But I mean, like you said, we just have to have competition. I mean, that's been the hardest thing with social media. I mean, the crazy thing is that I was banned off of almost every social media. I ended up liking Telegram for a while because it seemed the most free.
Yeah.
But I mean, I still to this day can't really post on Facebook or Instagram. I'm always like, it's like you're so nervous about what you're going to post. Gab has its things that are kind of frustrating about their restrictions as well. Clout Hub, also kind of frustrating. I like Gitter, but every single platform struggles with the censorship. You know, I understand that they're trying to make sure that there's not violence or pornography and things like that on there. But when they're silencing politics, I mean, I literally have just been an outspoken political homeschool mom, basically, and I get censored on every platform from time to time. So they just all have to do better. And again, like you said, the more competition, the better. That's what we need. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll make the whole thing stronger. I think it'll make X stronger. If Truth really comes on, mm-hmm. it's going to force them to deal with some of the censorship stuff. I mean, at the end of the day, I think Truth's single biggest competitive advantage in the marketplace is the reality that they really are the least censored platform out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of the things though that we have to be aware of, and we the people really got to watch, is you know, the kind of covert deep state stuff, right? So, you know, you'll get the letter from the Department of Homeland Security that says, hey, you have to help us with this, you have to do this, you have to do that, or we're going to stick the Justice Department on you. And even the big companies, the big social media companies, that's probably part of the reason that you have so much censorship still on X and elsewhere, mm-hmm. because, you know, we're not allowed to know when that happens. And if these social media companies were smart, as soon as they get one of those letters, they'd immediately post it everywhere.
Yeah.
And then take it to court because the government's just trying to step on them. Mm-hmm. But everybody's afraid because, you know, this government is corrupt. This DOJ is corrupt.
Yeah. And everybody knows the justice system. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole justice system has been corrupted. And so it's, mm-hmm. it's really a disaster. So.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. They're probably trying to keep the lights on most of the time, you know, and not just get completely shut down with the corruption. But I mean, there's been, you know, Facebook for years now, how many fights I got into again, 3-4 years ago, with people talking about, oh, you know, they're publishers and they have the right to do this. And that, like, they have the right to censor in this way and that way. It's like, legally, they don't have the right. And I'm sick of some of those arguments, but taking it to court, what's going to happen? What happens when we take this to court?
Well, I mean, the courts don't want to sanction DOJ attorneys. They don't want to sanction
exactly.
the DOJ. They don't want to, you know, they like sanctioning anybody who questions the government, but the courts have become very pro-government. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the courts are only there to interpret the law, not to show favor towards a party. But if the government says it, the courts like it. You know, mm-hmm. But it's kind of an inherent issue. There's a lot of corruption in the courts, a lot of politicization right now. It's been a big issue for me. So anyways, I'm excited about it. And I'm happy for Trump to, a lot of people get fussy that, well, who needs that kind of money? Nobody needs that kind of money. But at least if it's going to Trump, at least he's using it for a generally good cause. Mm-hmm. So, good for him. If anybody deserves to get a boost right now, it's that guy. given the amount of abuse he's taken, the absolutely illegal, unethical, and unlawful behavior by the leftists like Letitia James and Big Fat Fanny from Georgia, and what's that douchebag's name?
Big Fat Fanny.
Yeah, what's the guy's name? The Justice Department guy. He's a clown. I mean, a bunch of ass clowns.
It's funny because I just was speaking to my mom, who's a hairdresser, yesterday, and so she, you know, she has to deal with the public, and everyone has different opinions, and some of her more liberal leaning clients will bring things up because they know that she's a Trump person. So sometimes they just want to poke at her, I think. So I always tell her, just ignore them, but they want to get her all riled up. And one of them, you know, was saying about the lawfare that Trump's been, you know, just viciously attacked over things that are just blatant lies. Yeah. And he's just getting drugged through the courts just for basically, let's just destroy him financially and let's wear him out basically with absolute lies. I mean, like you said, these people should be sanctioned. These lawyers should be sanctioned. They should have their licenses revoked, because what they're doing is, to just an average American who doesn't even know the law, we can see how corrupt this is.
Yeah.
But one of her liberal friends or clients said something like, well, I just don't like him, so I don't care. I want to see him go down because I just don't like him. And so my mom goes, so you're okay with the justice system being a complete farce and someone being wrongly accused of something just because you don't like them? I mean, that's where we're at. Because you think that Trump, I just don't like the way he talks and I don't like who he is. You think that he should be basically accused of being guilty for something that you know he's not guilty of because you just want to get rid of him. I mean, what if you said that about, you know, someone, you know, a young kid that got arrested on the streets of your town and he was completely innocent. He got accused of selling drugs and he never did it. Someone set him up. He was completely set up.
I don't like his personality.
Oh, well, so he was kind of a jerk. I didn't like the way he talks.
Well,
so he
it's
should
like,
be in prison.
Yeah, his mean
like, what
tweets.
Are you
well,
talking
I don't
about?
Like his mean tweets. Why does Trump got to do mean tweets? Well, what do you mean, why is he good? Because he's being attacked. The guy's a fighter and he's tired of dealing with this bullshit from a bunch of weak-kneed wussies. Of course he's going to punch back. That's who he is.
Mean but tweets? So like mean tweets, mean he should tweet. Be in jail? Yeah.
Yeah. So we just prop the justice system because I don't like him. Well, guess what? If you don't preserve justice for everybody, it doesn't apply to anybody. It's all garbage.
Exactly.
It's all garbage.
They're pro the justice system being corrupt if it means they can control it.
Yeah.
I get to pick who goes to jail. I want it that way. I want us to be able to choose who goes to jail.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay. Sounds like a great idea. Maybe we should vote on it. just stupid. It's just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Just absolutely stupid. Anyways, all right. Well, I want to rant about something that I actually care about on a personal level. Well, before I do, TomRens.com. We need support. We need help. And by the way, I just noticed on TomRens.com, one of the things that you go is if you go to our shop page, we have a couple extra shirts up there. You have to click on see the collection, though. I'm going to get this fixed because right now, it's hard to see them and you wouldn't know that they're there. But if you click on C Collection, we got a couple extra shirts up there. We're going to be getting a bunch more coming up. We're trying to get stuff up there. We're going to do some fun stuff. GoodTimeRents.com. We need your support. We need donations. We need help.
And all your books are there. TomRents.com/shop.
There.
All the books are there.
We got some more of them coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And, just all sorts of good things there. But support us, support Tom Renz Show, the America Out Loud Network, and everywhere else that we do things.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research. HealRite is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRite.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Lifestyle changes are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support cholesterol and blood pressure with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off. 58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutLoud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
All right, so this is a personal rant. I want to go personal rant here. Okay, for anybody that doesn't know this, I was a football player. I enjoyed football. I used to like watching it. It's become unwatchable. I enjoyed basically any of the gladiator sports, right? I like boxing. I like martial arts. I still am active, and you know, I train martial arts. I don't do a whole lot of fights anymore. I'm an old man now, but although I might, I've been thinking about it. Tyson came out of retirement. I think I might need to take a fight.
Yeah.
I think if one came along, I think I would actually consider getting in the ring.
Yeah, you've been very excited. You've been wanting to punch for a while.
I got a lot of stuff I'd like to punch. So I don't know. If the opportunity came up, I'd probably take an exhibition fight, something like that. You know, just
everyone send their ideas to media at tomrens.com.
Yeah.
fight ideas.
I don't think Fauci will step in the ring with me, but
no, it'd be great if he did. That would be fantastic.
I think if Fauci is going to step in the ring, the appropriate opponent would be like Short Stack.
I saw how good he can throw a baseball. Yeah, that poor guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's a. I don't even know what the hell that creature is, but anyways, but you know, I'm into the sport. I'm into real sports, and I like competition, and I like that sports make you tough. Sports make you this way. I got, you know, my boys, you know, they play their sports and they play hard. And you know, the rule is, you know, you don't cry on the field unless you got a pretty damn good reason. If I see a bone sticking out of your leg, you might be okay crying, but otherwise suck it up, put some dirt on it and keep playing. Right. They teach you to be tough. They teach you, when I was in college, I broke my back. I finished practice. Nose has been broke more times than I can count. That's why my face looks like this. You know, I've broken every bone you can imagine. And I'm into sports. I like it, right? And maybe the concussions, maybe they account for something, right? But into sports, one of the things, there you go. This is my man here. Bo's got to use it. Hey, whatever hurts, just cut the damn thing off, put some salt on it, call it a day. That's kind of my approach, right? That's kind of how we do it. It is to suck it up, right? But yeah, I like it, right? One of the most painful things for me to watch over the last decade or so has been what they've done to professional football and the way it's followed through with all other football. NFL has become the sport of pussies. I'm sorry. It used to be the closest thing to the gladiators arena that we had in this country. You know, the guys were tough. They played hard. You go back to the Steel Curtain days. I'm a Steelers guy, by the way. You go back to the Steel Curtain days. Those guys were tough. They were warriors. They left it on the field. I mean, a little bit of blood, a little bit of this. There's just all sorts of things. Co-host is, by the way, someone asked my co-host, this is producer Andrea.
Yeah,
Andrea is our diversity hire.
I'm usually in the small box, but for some reason, Tom's tormenting me and made me larger. I'm supposed to be this size. Yeah, I'm more comfortable in this space.
but we were talking to each other. So I just put her up here. This is producer Andrea, the famous, the one and only producer Andrea. We like sports. We like things like, the NFL has consistently moved away from football being football. The first thing was this whole concussion thing. Oh, well, we got to keep people safe. The concussions, they cause these, I get paid millions of dollars to play football. I'm going to get some brain damage. Well, then don't play football if you don't want the brain damage. You know, the reason you pay, get paid million. And I played, right? I also did, like I said, the martial arts, the boxing and stuff like that. I mean, I've been hitting the head more times than I can count. Maybe I got brain damage, whatever. But here's the deal. At the end of the day, sports are about competition. They're about battle. And this nonsense with the NFL, you know, the NFL, they pissed everybody off with their whole politics and sports, right? okay, Bo, now you're just kissing ass. Sports, you know, the politics and sports don't go together. I watch a sport because I want entertained, right? I just want to watch a sport, football, by whatever it is, right? You start taking the sport out of sports, what you got? What you got left, right? Nothing. And that's what's happened. And it's bad enough that they bring politics in, which there's no spot for politics in sports, right? You play football, you're all brothers and sisters. When I played football, I can't ever remember anybody giving a damn what color you are or what you look like or what you do. You're brothers and sisters, you're warriors on the team. There's a brotherhood in the locker room, right? But now you get politics in there and that causes problems. And then you move into just taking football out of football. And this concussion stuff was nonsense. Oh, you can't hit heads. You can't this, you can't that. Listen, if I'm sprinting down the football field to try and tackle you, maybe I shouldn't target your head. But the idea that you're going to fine and penalize people the way that they have to do it, you're just ruining the sport. You're ruining the sport. The NFL said a while back, they said, well, we're moving towards like a flag football model. Well, they certainly are. So now we've got the NFL pushing this hip drop tackle ban. Have you heard about this? Basically, defensive players are not supposed to play defense. Now, I played football for a long time, and I played defensive end. And I'm going to tell you right now that I don't know what the hell a hip drop tackle is. I had to look it up because I don't know what they're talking about. And apparently I wasn't the only one. So let me show you guys this. Let me show you this. So I looked this up. This is Seth Payne. He's talking about, he's a pro player. He's talking about hip drop tackles. So let's first of all understand what this is.
What is a hip drop tackle? Why have we never heard of one until recently? And why is the NFL banning this before we've even learned what it is? It feels like there's just been a new drug and it's hit the streets and the government makes it illegal before we even get to try it. That's I want a hip drop tackle somebody, but it's illegal, soon to be. Let's ask future Hall of Fame defensive lineman J.J. Watt. J.J., what is a hip drop tackle?
No idea. If you ask me to pull up videos and show you what a hip drop tackle was, or if you ask me to demonstrate a hip drop tackle, I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't understand. Like, I'm flustered. Like, I'm just angry about it.
I know.
Okay. That's J.J. Watt. Pretty much one of the best defensive players in the history of football. That guy is a beast. Okay. No one knows what the hell they're talking about. This is just bullshit. This is pussy bullshit making its way into the NFL. And I'm sorry, my toxic masculinity is going to be rearing its head on this, but this is ridiculous. Here we go. Let's look at this some more.
JJ, I'm right there with you. The hip drop tackle, which is likely to be outlawed by the NFL competition committee this spring, consists of three things. And one of the most notable examples is when Mark Andrews was the victim of a hip drop tackle playing against the Bengals in November this year. We'll play that. And these are the three elements. A player grabs his opponent from the side and swivels his hips away from the ball carrier, elevates his feet so all of his body weight is unsupported while sinking or dropping his hips to the ground, and landing on the ball carrier's legs during the tackle. Okay. And
Did you hear all that? Did you hear all that bullshit? When you are running down the field trying to tackle someone, and you're already supposed to make sure your head doesn't get anywhere near them, so your head goes off to the side, that throws your hips out of position. So you're going to tackle them all screwed up, and sometimes that's going to result in you falling. This is just, and here, this is the perfect comment. Donnie girl, who I'm assuming is a girl. Dead right. Just let them run by. That's the point, right? Because we don't want defensive play. You cannot tell someone, okay, you can't touch them with their head. And when your head goes to the side, you got to make sure you don't fall on their legs after they've rolled. This is the stupidest garbage I've ever seen.
I'll be honest with you. Look, all jokes aside, it's pretty gruesome stuff. And you ask, why is it happening more now? The prevailing theory is simply that because players are trying to keep their heads out of contact, they're not approaching with their heads down and driving forward as much. They're approaching upright, and sometimes the quickest and easiest.
They're doing that because of the concussion nonsense, right? So they make a rule for the concussion nonsense. Oh, you can't have your head in a tackle. Then look what happens. You get this.
Easiest way to drop a guy is to just drop that hip. And honestly, I felt a lot like JJ, kind of frustrated and feeling like they were just taking way too much contact out of football. I felt better after I found out.
Okay, I don't want to hear this. Now he's going to talk about rugby. I don't give a damn about rugby. I don't feel any better because freaking Australia is doing this garbage. That doesn't make me feel any better, right? These hip drop tackles, if you look... let's go back here. Okay. So if you're watching, this is a hip drop tackle. Okay. I'm going to mute this guy because I don't need his commentary. I just want to show you. See that? So what happened there is, these guys aren't allowed to run into each other anymore because if you hit each other, someone might get a boo-boo. So you got to run with your head to the side. And so you grab them. Well, when that happens, you're out of position. So you fall. Sometimes that means they fall and they get pulled over their legs. Well, sometimes you get... This is a perfect example of the left. They pass a stupid rule that doesn't do anything good. And then there's unexpected consequences. Then, because of the unexpected consequences, they have to pass another even stupider rule to fix the consequences from the stupid first rule. I got an idea. How about you just let people play football and run into each other? That's what the pads are for, right? I mean, how about you quit playing black national anthems, quit pushing politics, and just let people run into each other? We want 300-pound monster men who bench press small cars, sprinting at each other full go and blasting each other off the field. That's football. I want blood and broken bodies. That's football. No one wants someone to get hurt. But it's part of the damn game. For God's sakes, this is like no contact boxing. What in God's name are we looking at here? This is one of the most frustrating things I've ever seen. And I call it, so you know what? All right, where's Andrew? All right, we're going to bring Andrew up here since everybody likes to look at Andrew anyways. So this is, Andrew has two boys, right? So I got my two boys. Andrew's got two boys. So we're both raising boys, right? And this is part of the pussification of America.
Yeah.
There is an all-out push to make boys into wussies and to remove anything that's fight, that's war, that's attack, that's battle. And football's enemy number one because, you know, it's like a man sport. It's like tough guys play football.
Well, it used to be.
Yeah.
But I mean, my kids do jujitsu, and I love when they're wrestling. I love them fighting. I love them being out there playing with their BB guns and playing in the dirt and the mud. And they wrestle all the time. And I just always think of the parents, if you sign your kids up for these things, guess what? They might get injuries. They might get boo-boos. The whole point, though, is to make them strong. I mean, you've talked about your training because you and I both do a lot of fitness. We go to the gym a lot. And I remember you telling me stories about training where you're being punched while you train.
Yeah.
Because it makes you stronger. Like, it literally makes you stronger to be beaten in the middle of your training sessions if you're going to be in martial arts, if you're going to be a boxer, if you're going to play football. And what I love about it is, obviously, this is, for me, I always worry about just the money. You know, like, I know you're talking about the agenda, but, you know, they want to find these guys. They want to make money off of it. Just the complete craziness going on there. But if you've ever done it, like, I love your frustration because those who've played football, tell me again how to be more gentle when you've just told me to rush after someone like my life depends on it and take them down. Like, tell me exactly where you want my feet to land while I'm jumping on this huge guy's back and trying to get him to stop progressing down the field. Like, well, it's you want him to do what again? Put your head to the right and only touch them here. And when you land, we want your feet over here. Like, get out of here with this.
Yeah, I mean, this is it, right? So, like, but when I played football, none of these rules existed, right? You led with your head. You took people out. You know, if they rolled 5 yards down the field, that was a big hit and it's a big win, right? Now you're supposed to apologize because you bump into each other. It's just stupid. But, you know, like, I'm just telling you, so when I right now I'm an old man and I've lost weight and I'm about 230 pounds. When I played ball, I was 255 as a defensive end, but I had basically no body fat. I was a huge rip dude. I was a monster of a boy.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was going, I was also pretty fast, you know? So if I'm tearing down that field, I mean, I can't, if you're running at max 40 speed, you're, you know, 4.5, sub 5 second 40, and you're sprinting, you can't just, you know, move your head, move this. And so they turned this into this pussy sport, and there is no defense anymore. I mean, a good defense, I don't even know what that means at this point. Apparently you're good at knocking passes down and, you know, staying out of the way of runners because you might actually hurt them if you tackle them, but it certainly doesn't involve tackling a quarterback. You're not even allowed to bump them. I mean, they're going to
actually find... Sometimes I feel bad for the quarterbacks. I'm like, is this just putting more pressure on just that section of the game, the ball, like, movement? Like, there's so much that goes on football that's away from the ball that just gets attacked now. And it's like, I actually almost feel bad for the quarterbacks. I think sometimes they'd rather just, let's do this like we've always done it. The guys around you are supposed to be able to protect you and supposed to be able to do things. And now it's like,
I don't feel too bad. They get paid a lot of money to be.
They do get paid a lot of money. That's true.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some tough, tough quarterbacks. I mean, no disrespect to the quarterbacks. There's some tough guys out there who play hard. And it's not their fault that the rule. I mean, the NFL Players Association doesn't like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody likes
That's my
this.
Point. The players is anyone who the actually plays the game.
Play
yeah, people who play the game don't like it. Yeah.
You know, and basically, you can tell anybody who likes this rule's a pussy. So, you know, I mean, it's just that simple. But, you know, I have respect for anybody that plays in the league, who plays college football, who plays any of this. You know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort. It's brutal. But I'm just going to tell you right now, this is just, as a consumer, I just don't watch it anymore. I don't watch it.
They want us to think that they're concerned about the players' injuries, but they also forcibly vaccinated all of them, right? I mean, wasn't it more than 90%, including staff,
DeMar got vaccinated? Anybody?
Yeah, so you shot them all up with vaccines. They control these guys in such a way that a lot of times it sounds like slavery in so many ways, the way that these guys get treated like crap and garbage. And now you're telling me that you're doing all this because you're worried about them getting hurt on the field? You're really worried about them getting hurt on the field?
This is so political. These owners are nothing but crooks. I mean, they're just a bunch of billionaire politician sellouts. Mm-hmm. They don't give a damn about the players. They don't give a damn about the game. They just care about making sure that their stock values stay high and that they keep padding their own pocket. It's sick. Mm-hmm. It's sick. I'm just disgusted. And I'm disgusted watching a sport that I actually loved continue to decline to the point where it's unwatchable. I mean, it's just, it's awful. All right. I'm going to show you this. I don't care. I want to open up by saying, I just don't give a damn about this. And I don't give a damn for a reason. Someone's going to tell me I'm mean and uncaring for this, but well, I don't give a damn about that either. So we got this stupid cargo ship story down in Maryland, and you know, This is dumb, and I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to tell you why it's dumb. Hold on. I'm sure it's going to start with a commercial. No, maybe not. Okay, so we've got here's the ship. Look at the ship. Now, where is it going here? This ship is coming in. Mind you, these are all computer-controlled. There's Harbor Masters. There's all sorts of things. Oh, lights all went out for some reason. Does it look like it's aiming towards us? Now lights come back on. And, we seem to have an issue, right? Does it look like the lights went out and back on? I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. But what I do know is that General Flynn called this Black Swan. This is absolutely a distraction. That's why I say I don't give a damn about this, right? I don't care because I don't believe anything about this is real. It just, I mean, look at that. Look at that. I mean, first of all, I mean, I'm not a structural engineer, but how does that even happen? Why is it that the whole damn bridge fell apart like that when like one area got hit? I don't know. Nothing about this makes any sense to me. It just looks like a false flag thing to me. It's just something to distract us from Biden destroying America, from the vaccines destroying the world, and from all the other corruption that's occurring. So I don't know what this is really about. What I do know, though, is that nothing about this seems authentic. And so I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it, other than I think it's interesting. And I don't know why the lights turned out on that boat entirely. Then it runs into this thing, and then what's going on there? Yeah. So, anyways, this whole thing seems fishy, and I'm just not going to spend a ton of time on it. All right, I want to move on to the next bit. This was funny to me, and this was worth showing. I want to talk about it. And I'm just going to go through this a little bit, but it was interesting to me because this is from Natural News. They reposted on Liberty Daily, Natural News being with Mike Adams. And top six nonsense things. Milk consumption. That one I've never really thought about. I like milk. I drink a lot of milk. But the point here was that, and I guess it's true, milk, when you drink milk, you're drinking whatever they poison the cow with. And unfortunately, they're poisoning the cow with a lot of stuff, including mRNA vaccines, which they've shown can be transmissible through the milk of a cow. So mRNA, if injected into a cow, could potentially be transmissible to a human being. There's a study that was done showing that could occur. So that's kind of an interesting thing. Global warming, climate change. All the movies got to have climate change stuff in there. Quit eating meat. Stop this, stop that. Everything's going to save the world. So, yeah, I've noticed a lot more of that in the movies lately. I don't watch that many, but when I do see them. Prescription medicines. This one I thought was interesting. They talk about how in so many of these movies now, you'll see someone taking a handful of pills right and left, just taking a handful of pills. That's true. I hadn't thought about it, but I guess I can, you know, I can see a lot of that happening. Food waste, you know, a lot of that in there. And, you know, this is the position of this article is that it's pushing the obesity epidemic. A lot of movies are showing actors who use hard drugs. They're showing them functioning in daily life without any real issues. So maybe like these hard drugs aren't an issue. And then the last one is tap water. Everybody just drinks it and there's no problem. Unfortunately, tap water has some issues and, you know, they talk about it here. And, you know, it's something to be aware of if you're drinking unfiltered tap water in a lot of places, especially cities where they put whatever sort of crap in it that they're putting it in. So anyways, I thought that was an interesting article. I just bring it up because it was worth knowing. But now I want to move on to this. Okay. Are you guys ready? Let's brace ourselves for this. Producer Andrea, as a mom of boys, would you be proud if that was your son? Yeah.
What am I looking at?
I haven't figured that out yet, but I'm going to play this for you guys. And then let's talk about, I would like your professional opinion as a professional mom of boys to know when you're done, if you think this is what you aspire to for your boys, because I got to tell you, this is special. All right, here we go. Ready?
I am a man. I'm a trans man, but I'm not a binary trans man. And there's that little distinction that's hard to explain, but is very important to my identity and my perception of myself.
God, I want to bully him on a playground.
The way that I can kind of explain it is that a cis man has not experienced the expansiveness of gender that I have experienced. A cis man has lived his whole life in this box. I lived way over there for years, and I know what it's like to be treated as a girl in society, and I know what it's like to be standing here like this at work and have one customer come up to me and confidently call me she, her, and the next customer come up and confidently call me he, him. I know what it's like to be perceived as every gender. I know what it's like for someone to look at me and be deeply confused about what they're seeing. I don't fit quite in that little box of man, of male, of cis. That's not something that I've ever experienced, and I don't want to. I want to have this masculine base. I want to create...
Wait. I want you all to know this is a masculine base. Producer Andrea, do your boys have a masculine base like that? Just curious.
No.
Okay. Neither of my boys have quite the same masculine base he does either, so... let's go on.
Create this person. I want to feel like I'm comfortable in my body, and then I want to...
If you're not comfortable in your body, that's called a mental illness, FYI.
Expand off of that. I want to explore gender again. That is so important to me, and I'm more than a man.
You're more than a man. Are you part duck?
I'm not just... male. I don't quite fit in that box. I can stand right next to it.
Oh, so you're also a fruitcake.
But I'm not gonna go in because I don't fit. It's not quite right. Girl is way over there, right? But I'm right here, right next to that. And I'm gonna explore. And I hope somebody understands. And I hope somebody has that same feeling because I think it's fairly common. And I...
No, nobody understands. And no, it's not
common. I see a lot of people with a similar experience, but we just don't know how to explain it.
Um,
I love the spectrum. Like the whole time I was thinking how they talk about the spectrum, but then they really like to define it. Like he's talking about cisgendered and binary and all this kind of stuff. So if you follow all the trans stuff, because I had to start researching when I became your diversity hire and I had to change my identity every day. And I kind of thought about it. I'm like, is this what they do? Do they wake up and look in the mirror and go, how do I feel today? Do I feel more like this or like this? And then they make a dictionary of all these terms. So it's funny because it's kind of, right? It's again, opposite. You want to be in the spectrum. You want to be fluid, but you want to be clearly defined at the same time. Those two things aren't the same thing. No. And you being proud of the fact that you're not comfortable in any particular space.
You have a mental illness.
That's a mental illness. Like, I know what I was born as, and I don't see the benefit of trying to change that. What is the benefit of changing the identity that God gave you? I instead could be a really kick-ass woman as God intended me to be, but it is saying, that it has some sort of better experience in life because he can float into all these different spectrums. No. It's called mental illness, sweetheart.
Well, I'm
be happy
sure
with the way you were
penis.
Made. Yeah, I think it has
a penis. It's a boy. So we're going with boy. We're going with he. Although I'm guessing he has a small penis. Maybe that's why he's got a problem. I don't know.
He thinks he's experiencing life. He thinks he's experiencing life at a better level than the rest of us. It's like, what?
I really, 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 when I was a little kid, you know, like preschool age, I really wanted to be able to fly. It's so hard to fly.
You wanted to be a bird.
Everything. I jumped off of everything I could jump off of. I flapped my arms. I wore capes like Superman. I even went.
That's a little boy thing. You guys jump off of stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my arms, thinking if I had enough feathers, you know, I'm a little kid. You know, maybe I could. I'm trying to engineer a different way so that I could have wings. But no matter how hard I tried, I still couldn't fly. Mm. Now, I recognized that maybe jumping off of a roof was a bad decision. Because even though I really wanted to fly, I wasn't a bird. This dumbass right here, I just want to explore the genders. What does that mean? I want to explore genders.
And why do you want to high five for it? You want us to be proud of this? I mean, what I don't like is...
And you want me to think this is super cool. Good for you.
He's saying he's living life at a more profound level or some sort of benefit than the rest of us. Like, really, buddy?
This guy thinks he's profound and deep and meaningful. And I got to tell you something. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. When I watched this, I just sat with my mouth open.
He was proud that people get confused.
For finding this. I hope everybody shares that video.
He's proud of the fact that people can't figure out what his pronouns are. Again, it goes against their whole point is pronouns. You better get my pronouns right or you should go to jail. Isn't that what Dylan Mulvaney said? You should go to jail if you don't get Dylan's pronouns right. This thing thinks it's great that he's confusing you.
Yeah, he loves that he doesn't know what he is. And, you know, what happened? I mean, when we were growing up, did I miss something? So, Andrea, when you were growing up, didn't they tell you, well, you got to learn to accept who you are. You got to be happy in your own skin. I mean, that was the mental health stuff. Like the psychobabble that I used to hear growing up was, well, you should be comfortable with who you are. This guy's not comfortable with anything that he is. He doesn't, he doesn't even know what he is.
From the parent perspective, what benefit does that lifestyle give? I mean, we've even talked about, I have plenty of gay friends and I don't have any issue with that. You know, live your life,
care about
but at the same time, we used to talk about that on just the homosexual level. Like, okay, well, if my son ends up saying that that's how he is, I want to be a loving mother, of course, and support him. But every parent pauses and goes, dang it, because things are going to be rough. This is going to be a hard path for you. That's a hard thing, right? It's a harder life than just the other way, right? Well, and so this is a next level. That's one thing. We can put that over here. Because I'm all for the gays against groomers and all that stuff. That's different. This trans, crazy, next level, reject the body that God put you in stuff. that's a very difficult life. That's like next level difficult life. And as a parent, how would you encourage this? You have parents that are encouraging it. Why would you ever encourage this?
Yeah.
Well, you got to love your kids, I know, and try to talk them. But why would you parade around? Like, there are parents out there that are putting these kids on blockers at 8 years old. They're encouraging them to make life-altering decisions before they've hit puberty. And it's because it's become cool and hip. Cool and hip parents accept that their kids are going to have, they can make their own choice. And I'm just going to support it. No, I'm not supporting my kids making decisions that could hurt them and their happiness and them living a happy life. No, why would I want that?
But you know what? Here's the deal, right? This guy, I don't care how you live your life, right? I don't care if you're gay, mm-hmm. if you're straight. I don't care if you're trans. I don't care if you think you're a pickle.
Yeah.
But if you think that I'm going to celebrate your mental illness, that's where I run into an issue. Where mm-hmm. I run into an issue is this guy puts this video out there so that everybody can high five him for how profound he is. And I'm not going to high five you. I think
those high fiving are creating this, like Beau's saying, the increase in incidence of trans people mm-hmm. is because it's become hip and cool. This is part of an agenda. This is not occurring naturally. Okay.
No.
This is part of an agenda to indoctrinate and brainwash these people. And they attack weak people. They attack people who are already autistic and have mental issues or have families that, again, are also leaning into this BS. It's sad that it's a social thing. This is not a naturally occurring thing.
Yeah. Well, it the whole thing is sick. All right. I want to throw in one last thing. And this is a nana and a boo-boo moment for me. There we go. Bye, Rona. God, this makes me happy. She not only got fired from the RNC, she got fired from MSNBC. Just like John McCain, she thought that the lefties that she'd been selling out to would somehow back her at some point. Well, Rona, this is the reality of it. When they quit using you, they quit caring about you. That's how the left works. You sold out. You destroyed the Republican Party for a long time. You did everything you could to destroy everything that made America great. Donald Trump, everything else. And you thought that these leftists who you love were going to end up backing you? Well, you just got canned because of the good, tolerant left that you wanted to work with and that you worked in such good faith with for so long. Well, there you go. Goodbye, Rona. Welcome to obscurity. I'm not sorry to see you go. The witch is dead. Ding dong. All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. Please help us share the show, Tom Renz Show, the America Out Loud Network, TomRenz.com. Help us get the word out. Thank you for listening, and we will be back very soon.